Hey guys, thanks for calling the Totally Unrelated Hotline. Leave any message you like. Of course, I'll have to go through them, but if you want to remain anonymous, then just don't mention your name. Thanks for calling.
To access your account, please enter your PIN, followed by the pound key. You have two new messages. To access the main menu at any time, press star. First new message from unknown caller.
Hey Adrian, this is Pat, AKA CrossFit Ninja 179. I just wanted to know when you're coming to do a show in Atlanta. Hopefully soon. Have a great day. Bye.
To return this call, press 2. To mark this message as read, message kept as new. Next message from unknown caller.
Hey, Adrian. Thanks for a great podcast. You should tell us more about your weekend with Rob Snyder and Pete Davidson. You're doing a great job. Great job.
To return this call, press 2. To mark this message as message kept as new. End of message.
Welcome back, guys. It's Friday. Thanks for tuning in to Totally Unrelated. I'm having a great day already. Last night, Cleveland Improv, first time in 3 years. Success. Redemption, I don't know what you want to call it, but felt a lot better than the last time I was there. I don't know if I talked about this before, but when I was there 3 years ago, I was, you know, just starting comedy basically, and I was there for an Comedy Central contest, and it was a show that was basically built around one or two comics to showcase, but it was a lot of people, and I did very poorly. And I think the manager kind of saw that I had some talent, and so he's like, well, I'm going to bring you back on a regular night, see how you do. Came back a week later and bombed again, and gave me about a month off, said change this, change that, come back, came back a month later, bombed again. But the last time, it wasn't at a hard bomb. It was almost like I was doing fine, and then I dropped the ball about halfway through for just a second, and that's all it took for me to lose the audience. I recovered. And I came off with, like, some high fives, but they were, like, sympathy high fives. Flash forward. Of course, I was nervous going into last night, but I just, not nearly as nervous as I was even for Tampa. I'd been there before. I felt like it was a good crowd. The MC did a great job, so it just wasn't. I think I just, fucking professional. And I'm not afraid of the bomb. I embrace the bomb. It's not like that's going to cause me to have a bad time. So, excuse me. I've been coughing for like the last 2 weeks. I hope that's not a possession, a stigmata. Anyway, yeah, great show. Thank you to everybody that came out last night. Got some tweets, got some Instagrams, all that good stuff. Thank you for all the positive vibes. Sold some t-shirts. And even changed the t-shirt pitch because of all of the violence that we have going on right now. And just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, I wake up today and it's even worse. But that's not why you tuned in here today. We tuned in here today to be totally unrelated to what's going on outside in the outside world. To talk about you, talk about me, and talk about we. First things first, MyFitnessPal, if you don't follow me on MyFitnessPal, if you're not on MyFitnessPal and you want to, it's a great escape from Facebook. It's just way more positive. It's mostly, I mean, it's for people that are working out or counting calories or dieting or doing something that is in that vein, but all in a positive way. I'm not friends with any of the people that are self-destructive. If they are, they're good at hiding it. Because I don't see it, but I know there's some people out there that are self-destructive, just like there are on any form of social media. But I've been hiding out from Facebook on my Fitness Pal, and I said, write something below, and I'll talk about it on today's podcast. And we got some bites. So CrossFit Ninja, who is, I want to say thank you right away for the photos. Took a great photo wearing the podcast t-shirt, totally unrelated. And the photo on Facebook got like, I want to say, a trillion likes. It may not have been quite that high, but it was impressive. I liked all of the people that liked it. Looks great. Shirt looks great on you. You should be the totally unrelated spokesmodel. When am I coming to Atlanta? Not soon enough. I don't know when. And that's not soon enough, right? But I'll leave that up to you to start spreading the buzz around the water cooler about this hilarious comedian, Adrian Cosby. And we'll see if, you know, the butterfly flapping its wings affects the price of tea in China. But other than that, I'll ask my booking agents and see what we can dig up. Amy 2, rituals before weighing in. And how, if I could, I'd weigh in from my bed. Yes, I totally feel that same way because I feel like I weigh less when I'm still laying down in the bed in the morning. My ritual is, if I'm going to weigh myself, I try to weigh myself on the same day at the same time, before I've eaten, after I've gone to the bathroom, completely naked, no coffee yet, you know, really first thing in the morning. And then, so the way I do it is I get in, I have two scales in my house. One that, updates as soon as I step on it, it updates to my phone and then to my Fitness Pal and logs a loss or a gain or whatever. And then I have the scale that I use first, which is just a regular scale that doesn't sync to anything. So I never step on the digital scale unless I've checked the scale first to see if it's worth stepping on. So that's my ritual. I have a safety scale, and then I have a scale that actually logs, and that's pretty ridiculous. W. Heath, or Wheath, 141, just wrote Nietzsche, and I'm sure that I'm not pronouncing that right, but we're talking about Friedrich Nietzsche, the philosopher, existentialist. I don't know what you would call him exactly, but most famously quoted in athletics for saying that, or and anything really, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. That's probably the most famous quote. But if you look down the list of just famous quotes, it's never been more needed than today. One that struck me was, you have your way, I have my way. As for the right way, the correct way, and the only way, it does not exist. Another one is, the surest way to corrupt a youth is to instruct him to hold in higher esteem those who think alike than those who think differently. It is not a lack of love, but a lack of friendship that makes unhappy marriages. Convictions are more dangerous enemies of truth than lies. I mean, this guy's a genius and often quoted, probably often misquoted, and I'm probably not even getting the deeper meaning to any of these quotes, but thank you for that contribution. I wouldn't have looked up Nietzsche today for any other reason. We have some more here. Staying positive on the journey to better health definitely, for me, is a struggle because having just come out of back surgery a couple months ago, almost instantly coming out of back surgery, knowing that I wasn't going to be able to work out or run, I started engaging in very destructive behavior, just almost as a justification for not being able to work out. Like, well, working out's what keeps me from this type of behavior, so not being able to work out, I'll just enjoy myself as much as possible. And that's probably not a positive methodology. I've since wised up. And it's not like it was the first time I've ever cut loose. If you are listened to the podcast from episode one, you know or if you've known me over my life, you know I'm not afraid of many things. I would just leave it at that. But I'm getting healthier and healthier and healthier. I'm doing the push-up challenge, the squat challenge. I'm walking again, a little bit of running on the track, but my range of motion isn't fully back yet, so it's not safe. But staying positive in life in general is a challenge. It's something that you have to remind yourself that that's how life works best. It's not something that you can always force. But if you start off with a smile every day and try to smile at strangers and smile at your coworkers and smile at the people that you think don't like you or that you don't like, it's infectious and it will take over. I hope it does. Maybe it doesn't for you, but that's how my day starts with being positive, is smiling at the first people I see and always being willing to engage if somebody needs to talk. Sometimes you just meet somebody that needs to talk. Sister Margaret. Sister Margaret shared, "When I'm out on my morning walk slash run, it's a form of prayer and meditation. It's a peaceful way to start my day. Just me and God discussing the coming day. All my fears laid out open and given away so I can start the day fresh and hopeful. I listen to AC/DC, Tony Bennett, Christian rock, gospel, Mozart, Ozzy, Zydeco, and a variety of other types of music while I'm out there. It's all good. My journey to health is both physical and spiritual. I'm losing weight and building a healthy body. Not much for a comedy routine, but truth." Well, thank you for sharing, Sister Margaret, and let me just say, there is plenty there for a comedy routine. Sharing the day with God and listening to AC/DC and Tony Bennett and Christian rock and Mozart. I want to say that that's my style of playlist for motivation. Mine's sort of like Rocky Horror, The Smiths, and Drake, with a little bit of Lil Wayne and maybe some Bon Iver, Bon Iver, however you want to pronounce it. So, totally with you on that. Plenty of comedy there, Sister Margaret, but we're not here to make fun of anybody. Just here to say thank you for your contribution and keep up the good work. Tufel, this is a great story. I was just telling someone, admitting really, that I once took a 4-day vacation in Gary, Indiana. Boy, Gary is is grim. Yes, it is. But there is an area called Miller Beach. Back in the 1800s, early 1900s, people in Chicago jumped on excursion trains to come over and enjoy the sandy beach. So yes, Gary, Indiana was once a destination resort. There are crumbling arcades and idle smokestacks on the horizon, but the beach is still beautiful. We made sure to catch the decay and faded glory was visible in most of our vacation pictures. Well, that is truly a dystopian vacation. But I like where your head is at, and I like that sense of humor. IPS1 Dragonfly, I like that Gary, Indiana story. I've been there before, about 17 years ago. I got the same feeling of faded glory. I, however, did not see the beach. I did get to drive past where Michael Jackson grew up, though. It was way smaller house than I expected it to be. Well, I don't know. I'm expecting something probably the size of like a Barbie house, because to create that much like musical genius. Also, a lot of violence happening in this house. So I imagine a lot of the violence might have been like accidental, like just from like turning around to grab a cup and you elbow somebody in the eye socket. Like, oh, yeah, no, I meant to do that. Because you don't want to show like weakness in a small house. My dad grew up with 13 kids, and the stories he would tell me were very violent, not because of a lack of love, but basically just to, prevent a mutiny. You can't have a no environment when you've got 13 mutineers running around. Can't show weakness. You might have to stab a child, just to make sure that you maintain control of the household. I'm not sure where I got off track. Okay, let's go back to the comments here. We got Tattooed Dolphin Girl 78. "One of the absolute best feelings in the entire world is taking a shower after a great workout." I have to totally agree. Showers are one of my favorite things in the world already by themselves, but when you're hot and sweaty and your muscles are sore and the sweat has just started to dry and you start to feel that, like, when you move your skin, it's like cracking because the sweat and salt is just, and then you get in the shower and it all just sort of rinses away. Yeah, that is a great feeling. And I like to take a hot, hot, hot shower. Sometimes I give it a little blast of cold at the end if it's summertime, but I like a shower to be almost as hot as it can possibly be at times. Maybe not all the way through, but when I step out, I want a steam shower. Like, I want to have to get down on one knee and breathe air from the lower area of the room because there's so much steam, it's just too thin. The air's too thin. Is that too much description? Guys, it's Friday. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. It's brand new. I've never done anything like this before, but what I did was, over the last 3 weeks, I've been recording little snippets here and there of just what's been going on in the day. You'll hear a couple starts of a podcast, or what maybe sounds like I'm starting a new podcast, and that's exactly what they are. But they're different days along the journey from leaving Columbus, heading to Jacksonville, then to Tampa, then back to Jacksonville, then to Richmond, Virginia. There's some snippets of Richmond, Virginia in there. And it's just a bunch of little snippets. Probably have all varying audio qualities. And thanks for the call-ins. And thank you for the support on all social media. If you're digging these, please share them with your friends. Please share them with your family. A podcast is best when you have something to share with somebody. Hey, did you check out that episode? I met a couple that listens to the podcast, husband and wife, but they don't listen at the same time. They listen on their own, and then a couple days later, after they've both listened, they have something to talk about. And I'm not saying that this podcast is going to save your relationship, but that's exactly what I'm saying. So share it. Share the things that you like. Have you ever noticed that sometimes somebody will give you a book or say you should watch a movie, and at the moment they've suggested it, you know you're never going to see it or watch it or read it? It's almost like you're like, nah, I'm good. I saw a movie last week. I'm not going to see any more this year. I've actually heard people say that. I probably used to be that guy, but now, I think ever since I realized, like, when you first start doing comedy, you have to invite people to the shows. You have to be willing to be the person you want others to be, which is somebody who can support. And I realized that it just made my life easier when I just took people's advice, when I watched the movies they suggested. It gave us something to talk about. I was going to talk to these people anyway. I can't say that I read the books, but I would try, and I have. In fact, any book that I've ever read was off of a suggestion, so it's just that I'm not a real reader. All the books I've read have been things that I've been intensely interested in. Comedy books or poker books or marijuana growers guides. Those are my type of books, at least in the past. The last book I read was a book on tape. Does that count? Do you say you read that? Do you book on tape people? Because it's not even on tape anymore. It's like a digital download. I digitally download. I listen to a book. I have this guy who reads to me at night when I'm going to sleep. He's not, like, actually in my room. That would be cool. All right, we're getting weird. And thank you for tuning in. Just scroll down there and hit that like button. Hit that follow button. Write a review somewhere. Share it on your social media. Thank you for all the people that contributed today and over the past. Special shout out to Laura Cups. I want to read something that she wrote on her wall after I posted my message. And it's just a great little story about her journey. Okay. And it's actually titled The Reason for the Journey. Roughly 4 years ago, I quit smoking. It was my third try. I didn't want to go to the patch or the pill route. Shortly thereafter, I got on the scale for the first time in a long time and thought, ain't this a bitch? Made only one small yet consistent change as I tried different diets. I gave up cream and sugar in my beloved coffee. Next step, I scaled way back on drinking. Addiction runs in the family, and saw the writing on the wall. Granted, I still have my moments, but they are fewer and farther in between. This step alone got me 20 pounds, got 20 pounds off me, so of course I was pumped and started working with a trainer who understands spinal injuries, etc. Now the food portion has always been a thorn in my side. I'm perplexed. I've changed so many other habits. Why can't I get a better, consistent hold on overeating? Some days are better than others. Yesterday was a good reminder why I need to get up every day and make the effort. As I was waiting in pre-op, I was hearing other patients as the nurses prepared them. This medication, that. Problems, this. Procedures, that. With this bad number, that. Morbid obese status, here. Here, my question was, can I still do Pilates on Saturday? Which made the doctor smile. Some conditions in life are unavoidable. Genetic factors, cancers, etc. But I'm of the mindset, you're either fighting or giving up. There's no in the middle. Have a wonderful weekend, fellow fighters. XOXO. Bravo, Laura Cups. I couldn't agree more. I think the way I interpreted this story in my life is one where you're either in the stands or you're on the field. You're either in the audience or you're on the stage. And there is nothing wrong with either one of those perspectives. It's just that once you know what you're up to, being on the other side becomes much more difficult. It's very hard to watch a game that you're supposed to be playing in. It's very hard to enjoy watching that game when you feel like you're supposed to be playing in it. If you're playing in it, in a game, maybe not even that game, then suddenly becoming an audience member again becomes attainable. But for me, I couldn't even set foot in a comedy club before I became a comedian because it was too painful. And I don't even know that I was, I don't even know that I would, could tell you that I was actively avoiding it, but I obviously was because I always knew it was my dream job and I never went. It wasn't until I decided that's what I wanted to do that I was able to go into a club and actually do that. So I totally get it. Thank you, Laura. You are one of my biggest supporters and I am one of your biggest supporters and you're beautiful. Update us with some more pictures, please, on MyFitnessPal. Guys, it's Friday. Enjoy yourselves this weekend. I hope that you have all the success that you are looking for and get all the rest that you need and lift all the heavy weights that you can for those of us who cannot lift anything yet. I did do some curls a couple days ago and almost lost my ability to use my arms just from having not used them that well. But I am doing this push-up challenge app, and I just downloaded the squat challenge app, and I've been doing those every 2 days and then take a day off because it just wrecks my arms and legs. Today is a day off. So thank you for all of your support. And just tune in next week. We'll have a regular show on Tuesday, and then hopefully the next show will be, I'd like to have the schedule be Tuesday, Thursday. It might be Wednesday, Friday on some weeks, but the goal is to have two a week. And if I could do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's what I would do. But you've seen how difficult it's been for me to do two a week. And even just producing this one, even though I had all the material, has been a challenge. And it's a mental challenge. It's a mental block. Something in my head saying, it's not worth doing. Nobody wants to listen to this. The ugly voices in your head. And somebody actually made a comment on that, I feel like, about choosing which voices that you listen to. And that's very true. Because, man, that was it. Square one, accountable. The power of self-talk. Who do you believe? Because many of us forget to, we actually believe what we say. So be careful with that self-talk. Yes, thank you. Square one, accountable. I bet you thought I forgot you, but I didn't. We're going to end on this and go right into the storyline. That was what kept me out of comedy, was that self-talk voice, that I wasn't good enough, and I wasn't smart enough, and that it wasn't a voice that was trying to have me be a failure in life. It was a voice that was trying to protect me from having my feelings hurt. And if you're up to anything big, you got to get over the feeling of having your feelings hurt. If you're up to anything that's going to be bigger than what you're currently up to, having your feelings hurt shouldn't even be on the spectrum of why you're feeling stopped. Because if it is, you'll never get out the door. You'll never start. That's just something that has to become ridiculous to you if you want to have any success in anything that has you be bold with your chest out in a way that people have never seen you before. You got to get over it. How you feel about yourself is the only thing that matters. You know, how others view you matters to them, and it's none of your business how they feel about you. So you have to have a healthy relationship with yourself. So when you have those voices, there's probably a negative voice that's saying you can't do it, but there's also another voice on the side that even had you have the thought in the first place. Nurture the voice that says, what if? And silence the voice that says, you can't. Because you can. You can do whatever you choose to. Even if it means flapping your wings really hard and flying to the moon, you can do that too. You just have to do it metaphorically, theoretically. I mean, whatever you're into. Love you guys. Stay unrelated. Okay, guys, I think I just figured out... sometimes you do something and you don't even know why you're doing it, but I think I just figured out why I was doing all these stream of consciousness recordings, where I just pick up my voice recorder and let you know what I'm thinking at any given point during the day. So here's what I'm going to do with them. I just got done recording episode 40, The Road Abides. Hopefully you got a chance to listen to it. The next podcast that I drop will be all a sequence of these strung together snippet bits. Some of them are 30 seconds, several minutes. Some of them might be live from the stage. But these are all live in the moment. And I'll probably do a little intro on it. But that way, I can actually hit my quota of 2 podcasts a week. And we'll see how that goes. I'm not saying I'll stick to this forever, but I've been struggling with how I'm going to get that second episode out and what the content will be. And hopefully I'll have some guest appearances here in the live snippet part of the show. If you have any ideas for what I should call this part of the show, send me a message on any of my social media. I'm at Cosby Comedy just about everywhere on the internet. You can Google me, or you can just call the hotline, 336-422-6729. Thanks, guys. We'll see how this goes. Good morning, and welcome to Totally Unrelated. I'm your recently awakening host, Adrian Cosby. I'm at a rest stop in South Carolina on my way to Jacksonville. On my way to Tampa, but I'm stopping in Jacksonville next. I was driving last night and got about 9 hours in, and I just too tired. Plus the USA was playing soccer versus Argentina. So about 9 o'clock. A little before 9, I stopped and got some food. And stopped at the rest stop and watched the game. It was a debacle. Sorry, guys. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. As I'm recording, this is going to be a series of adventure casts. But watched the soccer game. It was terrible. It was, the USA played scared, and, I mean, Argentina's one of the best teams in the world. It was 3-0. 4-0, I think, at the end. It was ugly. Not the worst beating of this tournament, but this USA team does not look strong under the face of adversity like Argentina. But, yeah, so I pulled off here. I set up my camp station. So I'm in a mobile home right now. It's known as a 2011 Prius. I had set it up for mobility. If you listen to the early week cast, I was talking about how I'd planned on doing that, and then I was like, nah, I don't have to sleep in my car. I can get a hotel. Well, it turns out I did want to sleep in my car. I could have got a hotel, but I didn't want to pay top tier pricing, like $100 a night for the hotels I like to stay in. Or $75 a night for the hotels I don't like to stay in. And I have everything right here. I have my air mattress. I got my sleeping bag. I got my silk sheet. Everything. And I set it up. And I don't know what I would call what happened last night, sleep. I don't know if I'd call it sleep, but I don't think I wouldn't call it sleep. It wasn't the most comfortable night of rest I've ever had, but it wasn't the least most comfortable night of rest I've ever had. The biggest problem I have to say is that the air mattress makes a lot of noise when you roll around on it. Plus, an air mattress stretches out for the first couple times you use it, so you could feel it completely taut, and then it'll still seem like it's losing air. It's just stretching. It's plastic and rubber. So those were the things I dealt with, was a slightly flaccid air mattress, and I got too cold at one point because I had the air conditioning on in the car. Climate control was set for 69. And that got a little bit too cold, so I had to get inside the sleeping bag, and instantly, once I got inside the sleeping bag, I hit a new level of comfort and rest. But I don't think I slept for longer than 2 hours at a time. One, I'm at a rest stop. It's a nice rest stop, but, you know, there's lights, people driving by and stuff. But when I first pulled in here, there was, I don't know, maybe five cars. Now at 5 o'clock in the morning, there's like eight. No, there's a lot more than that. There's probably 20, but interesting. And as I was walking to the bathroom this morning, I saw all the other people that are crashed out in their cars, just in their seats, like in their driver's seat or passenger seat, just with the seat kicked back. I can't sleep like that. Sorry, guys. I have slept like that, but it was only after like extreme exhaustion. And it wasn't real good sleep. It was, like, just sleep. So I'm glad I got to stretch out a little bit. I do it a little bit differently next time, and I guess you have to do it to know what it takes. Probably the biggest adjustment is, I don't know if the air mattress is the best move. I think what I'd rather have right through there is, like, a memory foam roll pad. But it'd have to be awfully thick to not feel the bottom of the seat. Anyway, I'll wrap this one up here. I'm about to go get some coffee and eat some breakfast and put away my camping gear. I'm kind of proud of myself for having pulled this off. It was roughing it, and I'm sort of a prima donna when it comes to sleeping. I'm like, your hotel advertised 1,000-count Egyptian cotton sheets, so... No, I'm not really that bad, but I feel like that sometimes. So this was a good wake-up call. And I'm 6'4", guys, and I slept in the Prius. I laid down the back seat, pushed the passenger seat all the way forward, used my roller luggage to extend the length of that runway by putting it right behind the passenger seat, filled up the air mattress. The hardest part was getting in and out, so I have to lay the driver's seat all the way back down, climb head first, like I'm climbing head first into the trunk. Then once I get most of my body that way, I can swing my legs around and kind of do a backspin to get into position. It's not easy. I could do it through the trunk a lot easier, but I was trying to be a little bit low-key and not have everybody see that I'm a sloth. Damn, this dude just damn near ran up into the curb trying to stop. My neighbor just pulled in. I don't think that's a bathroom stop because pulled so far away from the restrooms and nobody's getting out of the car. But he hit the curb pretty viciously. Interesting. All right. You guys have a good rest of whatever it is you're doing. I'll be back at you in a few minutes. I hope this isn't an indication of how today is going to go, but when I was still at the rest stop, I was able to scrounge up 70 cents. Somehow I knew that was going to be deficient, but I scrounged up the 70 cents because I emptied all the change that I had. Okay, all right. Double checkmate. I scrounged up 70 cents. The pause was because I just realized what a fucking idiot I am. Scrounged up 70 cents, walked to the coffee machine. The cheapest cup of coffee is 75 cents. I walk back. I think, all right, well, I'll just go drive to a gas station or somewhere. There hasn't been a gas station for the last 20 miles, which is okay. It's not like it's the end of the world. Flash forward to, why don't I have any change in my car? Oh, yeah, because I cleaned it all out and I put it into a thin plastic bag. And then I put it back into my car. So I couldn't find that nickel, but I probably have 400 nickels in this bag in the door of my car. See, that's how my brain works without coffee. It doesn't. Okay, I'm driving to go see my best friend from my hometown in Jacksonville, Florida. That's the radar. And I'm getting the sense that he's feeling inconvenienced already. Not because I'm coming to stay with him, but because I'm only coming to stay with him for a day, I think. And also because I've been kind of, I'd say wishy-washy would be the most concise term for when I'm actually going to arrive, largely based on the fact that this is a business trip and not a vacation for me. It was like I had X number of days off, but because I'm trying to juggle a couple other things on this trip and limit my exposure to the road, I wasn't exactly sure when I was going to arrive. But that being said, I could be completely wrong, but I'm just, given my history with my best friend, which has been volatile, which would be the most concise way of putting it. I mean, we love each other, but we get, like many people who've known each other for many, many years, very unfiltered at times. So I'm just interested to see what the conversation around what that inconvenience, that might not be the right word. It might just be pissed off, because he's working and he's telling his boss he needs this day off or that day off, but I would have never suggested he take a day off of work, even if I was on vacation. Just because this is a business trip for me, so why would he miss work? But in any case, we'll see how that goes, because I'm about to arrive in about 30 minutes. Okay, so breakfast was a success, other than the fact that the simplest of orders took about an hour and 15 minutes. Still pleasant. The food was good, but the conversation with my buddy was fine. There was no weirdness. There was no anger. So that's refreshing. And he went back to work. He's going to take a half day, get off around noon, I guess, and we will see what happens. Oh, good morning. It's Thursday. I say good morning. It's 11 o'clock. I'm heading down to Tampa from Jacksonville.
95 south for 74 miles.
Only 74 miles. Is that all? It's about a 3-hour drive from Jacksonville. I need to call the club. I forgot to give my information. Apparently, there's on-street parking, but you have to have a parking pass. And I think the club is close to the condo, so we'll see. I'm notoriously afraid of staying in condos because of, there's just so many people stay there, and just, I know comics and how comics be. So we'll see. I'll give you a full report when I arrive, unless something interesting happens along the way. I'll try to release this episode before midnight tonight. I almost sound like Charlie Rose. Write that down. Okay, I've arrived in Tampa. I'm about to walk up to the club and get the key to the condo. And parking was a pain in the ass. I can't even really see where the club is at, but we're gonna go out on foot and try and find this place. And you're listening and you already know where it's at. I'm directionally challenged, okay? Give me some slack. Give me some slack. Don't cut me some slack. Just give it to me. I hope my car is safe here. Hey guys, welcome back to Totally Unrelated. I'm your host, Adrian Cosby. I am broadcasting live from the car here at Jacksonville Beach in Jacksonville, Florida, United States of America. Just got done with the weekend in Tampa. Had a great time at the Tampa Improv. I got to meet Adam Ferrara from Top Gear and Nurse Jackie. Very nice, very, very, very funny, but very professional when it comes to his method for writing out his stand-up. He showed me a series of progressions that he goes through when he's developing his material, and it's very thorough. Basically, he looks at the, not only does he record the audio, but he looks at the audio wave file so he can see the peaks and the troughs of where the laugh points are. Then he labels those and takes notes on each one of those so he can pull that up in his Apple, what his sound program that he uses, but I'll be using a sound booth. And then he, you know, this is just stuff that he's developed out of his notebook. So he basically takes it from the notebook to the stage to the recording, from the recording to a script, and he writes it all out in the script. And it was just very neat because basically I had all those components. I never bothered to write it out into a script, but I also never bothered to analyze the waveforms. But I had all the components to do the same thing, so I thought that would be one way to probably gain some exponential growth out of my material. The other thing he convinced me to do was to kind of change the order of a few of my jokes, which I did, but it was to the detriment of the rest of my act. And that's really just because I was in my own head of having to think through the moves when you get used to doing your act a certain way for 30 minutes. Any changes to that can, if you take the closer and bring it to the opener, it's going to change the dynamic. But that's essentially what I did, and even moved that around a little bit. It wasn't like I had bad sets. They just weren't as good as I was used to because I had moved that big joke to the front. And I honestly, I don't even think I had the buy-in to do that big joke up front. So it shed a lot of light. But I've been excited, sold a ton of t-shirts, took a ton of pictures. I think it wasn't so much that it wasn't funny as that when I changed the order, it became less funny and more interesting, which is something that is okay, but I need to bring the laugh points back in somehow. Weird. Anyway, had a great time. Love Tampa. It's hot in Tampa. And this isn't even really Tampa. I guess it's Ybor City, which is, I don't know what you would consider that, you know, the Detroit of Florida. No, I wouldn't say that. It's it had its nice parts and its historic parts. In fact, the Tampa Improv is in like a really historic building. And you can tell as soon as you get in there. But the town was interesting. There was roosters all over the town, just wandering free, which was kind of neat. And I got a couple pictures, as you can see. The nightlife there, though, was reminded me of like New Orleans. It was just very kind of outdoorsy, and late at night, just a lot of teens drinking on the street, and very interesting. Just a very interesting nightlife in Ybor City. I don't know if I ever wandered into Tampa by accident, but I pretty much didn't drive. The condo that I stayed at was the world famous condo from, I say world famous, tongue in cheek, from I Am Comic. Most comedians have probably seen the documentary I Am Comic. And if you're just a comedy nerd, then maybe you've seen it. But they interview Nikki Glaser in that movie in the Tampa Improv condo, which was where I stayed. So a little piece of my comedy history. I didn't leave any comedy DNA there, but my comedy history. And it's really nice, complex. The unit could use a little bit of TLC, but the complex is very nice. Got a really nice pool. I got to sit out by the pool for a couple days, which was very nice, very recharging. But when I say sit out by the pool, it was like for maybe 20 or 30 minutes, and then it was just like, why would you torture yourself with that? I mean, it is hot. I bought SPF 600, and I was still catching on fire. I know it doesn't keep you cool, but I figured why not get the maximum sun blockage, and I got a good tan, but not nearly as much as I would have gotten if I'd gone out without anything, which it's just not safe to do that at my age. I'm becoming a senior. Did you guys watch the Euro 2016 or any of the Copa America? I was enjoying a lot of soccer this summer. I think it's even more soccer than you get during the World Cup between the two tournaments. And the United States finished fourth in the Copa America, which is probably the best finish they've ever had in anything. But still could have done better. Played like some chumps against Argentina. And then Argentina lost to Chile in penalty kicks with Lionel Messi, the world's best free kicker, missing a penalty kick by missing the goal. Really, really strange turn of events. And then on the Euro side, on the Euro 2016 side, and I'm sorry if you're not a soccer fan, but this is still very interesting, Iceland beat England in soccer, which is like really, it's like Toledo winning anything on a world platform. Beating any nation. Toledo beating a nation. A country of 300,000 people upsets a soccer powerhouse of over 53 million people. So, yeah, you know, we'll see how Iceland does in the later rounds, but they played very well. They conceded a penalty kick in the first few minutes, turned around and scored 2 minutes later, and then scored again a couple minutes later. It was just, and then held England off without, I mean, I'm not going to say England didn't come close, but it didn't seem like it was a mismatch game at all, which it should have. It really should have. England has some of the best players in the world on their team. But I can honestly say they did not have a good tournament as a team. England didn't. But Iceland, the power of belief, you know. These guys grew up watching English soccer, and here they are playing England and then defeating them. Really a beautiful thing. I got some new sunglasses. I don't know how you guys feel about sunglasses, but this is my challenge to you. If you don't have a pair of sunglasses that you absolutely love, go out and find a pair that fit your face. Try on at least 20 different pair, and that's a really small number of pair to try on. But I had always wanted a pair of aviator sunglasses, but I like Ray-Ban. I'm pretty much a brand whore. I stick with, you know, Puma shoes, Ray-Ban sunglasses, Crest toothpaste. But I found a pair of Ray-Bans that were on sale. They were on an obscure shelf at Sunglasses Hut, which is not a place that I normally would go to buy sunglasses, but a place where I would go to try them on and then write down the model number and then go buy them much cheaper online. Sometimes you don't get them much cheaper online. Sometimes it might be $5, $10, or it might be the same price. In this case, this pair has been discontinued. They are the RB3457 black on black with the faded tint lens. Discontinued. This is my absolute favorite aviator glasses made by Ray-Ban because it has the reinforcing bar that goes across the top. And I was taking them off and on if you could hear that on the mic. It has the reinforcing bar that goes across the top, and it has a thicker temple and a thicker attachment point when it hits the lens. I don't know if you've seen those glasses that have the wire temple. Like, there's no storing that for me. That's going to break when I take it off my face or bend or become misshapen and unusable. Tilted one way or the other. I'm really hard on sunglasses. But I'm also the type of person that likes to buy my sunglasses in bulk because of that. So I buy these glasses and I don't even bother to look them up. I like them so much that I'm like, I need these for the rest of my trip. Transformed my attitude when I put these on my face. And that's what I think you guys need to find for yourself if you don't already have those. Now, I already thought I had that in my other pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses that I like very much. But these are just a change. The faded lens, the gradient in the lens is a very mature look. And I have to say that aviators don't look half bad on me. So I'm enjoying these new sunglasses. So that's my challenge to you. And your sunglasses should match your watch. That's just my 2 cents. If they don't, you're probably a better person. I've been using a sleep sack. Have you guys ever used a sleep sack? It's like a sleeping bag liner, I think is also what they go by. But if you stay in a lot of hotels or hostels, these people use these. It has like a little pillow pocket, and you kind of slide into it. It doesn't zip up or anything. You just kind of slide down into it, and keeps you kind of contained. It's not very warm. The one I have is like silk, and it might add 4 degrees of body heat contained, but most of it just goes right through. Which I like, because I can just pull my sleeping bag over me if I need to. But it gives me a sense of security against creepy crawly things in places that I'm less than sure of. The cleanliness, like hotels and stuff. So I don't know if I'm going to manufacture one for myself, because I kind of, with my ability to sew, and or at least my mother's expertise when it comes to sewing, I might have a better take on this, but I'll keep you updated. So far, I like the one that I have. I don't remember who the manufacturer is, but I'll post a link. I'm also broadcasting today using my Motorola Droid Turbo Max 2 and my Bose Quiet Comfort 25 headphones. I just plugged these right into the jack, and I'm sitting at the pier getting ready to go for a walk on the beach, and this is the first time I've ever had a chance to try to podcast with headphones on. Now, the rub is I can't hear myself in the headphones, but as I was listening back on all of the audio that I tested, I could hear myself pretty well. So, this will be a test. This is only a test. So I'm going to go for a walk on the beach, and we'll get back to this podcast in just a minute. So I'm in Jacksonville, and I'm on the fly now, so I got to turn some things down. Give me a second here. I just got off the beach, and boy, hot. I walked down there, realized once I got there, I could have parked a lot closer. Okay, that's like a long edit. I just parked and walked down to the beach. I took my shoes off, which was a mistake, and because I didn't want them on the beach, but I didn't realize how far of a walk it was on semi-rough terrain. I got some great photos, but at the peril of hot cross feet. That's my own internal backup alarm in the Prius turning. We're going to get a better spot is what the plan is now. Once I got down there, I realized I recognized where the hell I was, and it didn't make much sense to park two blocks away and go barefoot when I could just park at the frickin' pier and wear my shoes. And wear my shoes. But the beach is not very populated. It's only 10:45 in the morning, so that probably has something to do with it. I'm pulling right up on the beachfront strip here, making a left, and to the Four Points Hotel parking lot. Actually, it's not their parking lot. But I'm here in Jacksonville hanging out with my friend Josh and my high school friend Chase, who I interviewed for the podcast last night. It came out pretty rough because we were outside and there's a lot of crickets and stuff like that. And so I'm going to have to edit that and turn up the channels when I get home. So this is just a, that'll air in a couple weeks, I guess. But it's not time sensitive. We recap our life together. We've known each other since preschool. And he's the first non-comedian or non-comedy affiliated person I've ever had on the podcast. I'm not 100% sure about that. But, I mean, with as many as 40 episodes, who can keep track anymore? Am I right? Alright, there is heavy construction going on down here. There's a boom truck that I'm about to drive under. Some very surly blue men. There we go. Alright, this area looks like a boardwalk, but there's nobody on it. And at this time of day, a bikini shop, surf shop, Best Western. Okay, there's a family. Where do I park? Anywhere? It's like, I could just park wherever I want. There's nobody here. Is there an oil spill out here? All right, so I have the air conditioning blowing on my feet only so that it doesn't disturb the microphone. But it's amazing how little that's doing for the rest of my body. Oh, in this Florida heat coming through my windshield. All right, here's the parking lot that I remember. The pier. Cantina Steinbar. Okay, now this parking lot looks full. That makes sense that I would come down and find the full parking lot, and then I would park there. Because that's the kind of sense that I like to make. Oh, it's not even close to full. Okay, cool. All right, we're going to take some more pictures on the pier. These will all be available on the website. And by all, I mean one or two of the best ones will be on my Instagram eventually. So follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on all social media at CosbyComedy.com. @CosbyComedy.com. Or not the .com, but just @CosbyComedy. All right, I'm parking exactly where I parked 2 years ago when I took my favorite picture I've ever taken of the pier. So I guess I should challenge myself to not take the exact same picture again, right? All right, be back in a few. Okay, so I'm getting off on the floor. I just checked into this new hotel. Oh, great, right by the elevator. It's amazing how low my standards have shrunk. So we will see if this room is better. Oh, 616. Okay, I got an error message. I'm gonna put the key in. Error message again. We'll try the other key. Nothing. Error message both times. 616. All right, that's a great sign. Try this one more time. Alright, so we're going back down. That is not a good sign. It's certainly not the first time, and it's happened to me in much nicer hotels where your key doesn't work when you go to check in. It is technically 2 minutes before 3 o'clock, and that might have something to do with it, but sure as shit hope not. Oh. Okay.
So I don't know. Was you getting any colors the last time?
Well, it was the same thing like that. So I just assumed it would be green.
Okay. It was.
Let's try it again.
The yellow and. Oops, so the green and red.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then pull up.
Yeah.
All right. That will work.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, that was weird. Apparently, the flashing green and red lights are a good thing. All right, now this view is of what I assume will later tonight be a lot lizard convention. But the room itself looks great. I mean, it's fantastic. It's not the Ritz-Carlton. I can't figure out how to turn the light on in the bathroom. There it is. Okay. I'm gonna check the drain. Shower works. Shower is in good shape. All right, we're in good shape, folks. Really happy that I made this move for about half my pay every night, assuming I don't sell any more t-shirts. This room has already been paid for in merchandise. Oh, what a relief. Breathe again, breathe again. It's Friday morning. I am sitting in my car across the street from a nicer hotel than the one I'm currently staying in. But the one I'm staying in is, it's a relief compared to where I was staying. And that's not a diss to the place. I think it's probably perfectly fine for some people. I think part of being an adult is knowing what you like and what you're willing to pay for. And I am willing to pay for comfort, even if it's being provided to me for free at a lesser standard than what I am accustomed to. Am I bougie? Perhaps. I would just say that given the set of circumstances that I was up against, I have made the right choice. And the other thing about it is I've done gigs that pay a lot less than this one and got my own hotel. And I'm still going to make money on this gig. You know, it's not going to be like I lost anything. So it's just funny to me how low my standards have dropped, because normally I wouldn't stay in a Quality Inn. This building's probably 50 years old, at least. But it's not bad. I mean, it really isn't that bad. In fact, it's made me realize that I could probably budget better, because these Quality Inns and the Country Inn and Suite right across the street, they're all in the same family, and I accumulate points in every single hotel group that there are when I have to. But for what I'm getting here, I'd say it's there could be less, and I wouldn't be upset. But there's a microwave, fridge, TV. It's not high def, but it's got all the cable channels. I was able to watch soccer yesterday. I can't really complain, because I couldn't do that where I was. The drain isn't slow. The shower gets hot enough to burn your skin. That's and I can't stand in an ankle deep water. Uh-oh, phone call coming in.
Birthday shit!
So, when I got to the club tonight, I saw somebody holding balloons for her 21st birthday. I wonder if this is the birthday. We'll tune back in if that gets live again. He's hand talking. Shit just got real, but they're leaving and they got food. I'm guessing they just needed to eat. When I see black guys wearing cutoff shorts, I just can't take them seriously. Here comes their ladies. They're much more subdued. We just heard the whoop whoop from the cops. And they just shut him in the car. The cops are pulling around now. And they're still standing in the parking lot. So I'm guessing someone's going to get pulled out of the car. He sees. He took the long way. I wonder if he saw which car the kid went in. Dude was being loud. Obviously you heard that. So he's approaching the young ladies. He's asking him to leave the property. And he pulls off. And that's mall security for you. Oh, lucky guy. If he had been acting like that when the cops rolled up, he would have gone to the clink. Let's see if he gets back out. Okay, so a weird thing just happened. I'm driving through West Virginia. It's amazing, the view. It's foggy. It's 8:30 in the morning, and I almost hit a bear, a smaller bear. I took some pictures of it. I don't know if they'll come out, but that's the first time I've ever seen that. I've never seen a bear on the road before. It was in the median. I thought it was a person on all fours, or a chupacabra. It was one or the other. I just wanted to share that with you. Late entries, guys. TMAC24, huge friend, fan, supporter. Thank you so much for all of your support. Says, never forget to take for yourself just to unwind, veg, or reboot, as she will be doing for the next 10 glorious days. We will catch you soon. Enjoy your time off. Now, this one's kind of funny. From Love to Be Me One, who thinks that the conversation have gotten kind of deep, but she's wondering stuff like, what the hell? Why is it that I have to do the African rain dance every time I'm trying to get out of my sweaty gym clothes, and men do not have this problem? 'Tis a puzzlement. Or how there should be a warning label on pre-workouts. Dude, just take the 2 scoops. Do not take more than the damn 2 scoops. Right? Or what the hell is up with the freaking peeps at the squat rack using the mobile or taking selfies? What? Your thumbs and forefingers need a workout? Move! I have actual muscles to build. Or the moment when I'm stretching and I look in the mirror and I realize I'm in a room full of testosterone-driven men and I am bent way over and the words rebel on my ass and they're just looking at me. Ha ha! Love to be me? These are real first world problems. But good on you for bending over in the first place. Don't let those testosterone-driven men stop you. I'm sure you're safe in the gym. There's definitely enough testosterone-driven men that would love to protect you just to make sure that you continue to bend over in front of them. Okay? Like, let's keep it real. Thank you guys for all your contributions. Late entries, out.
Dance the night away, but when I see the rain coming. southern.